is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House passing the bill, pulling back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been allocated for international health and for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The House also set to sign the Genius Act, a measure designed to make stable coins, a kind of crypto, less volatile. ABC's Jay O'Brien in Washington on some questions around it.
Some Democrats expressing ethics concerns, noting that a firm with ties to the Trump family recently launched its own stable coin this spring and could benefit from the currency being more widely used. Now, the White House disputes any conflicts of interest, pointing to the fact that the president's assets are in a trust, not a hands-off blind trust, but one managed by his children.
President Trump ordering his attorney general to unseal the grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein case. White House insisting the president's okay after being diagnosed with a chronic condition affecting the veins in his legs that's common among older people. This is ABC News.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The La Crosse County Board approved a measure to accept $350,000 in state grant money for the Pathways Home Program. The measure, which was previously also approved by the La Crosse Common Council, will provide funding to hire an additional social worker and help with housing assistance, treatment plans, and supplies. Funding for the grant runs through 2027. To date, the Pathways Home Program has aided in housing over 150 people, in addition to providing other services for people who are experiencing homelessness. Political parties hosted events Thursday in the Cooley region in support of their respective sides of the national budget reconciliation bill debate. In La Crosse, Democrats held an event opposing the bill and Congressman Derek Van Orden, who voted in favor of it. At the event, party leaders spoke about the impacts of cuts to programs like Medicaid in the bill. Meanwhile, in Crawford County, Republicans rallied in support of Van Orden and the federal budget bill. The event was held in Prairie du Chien, where Van Orden lives. Flags at government buildings in Wisconsin will fly at half-staff tomorrow in remembrance of State Patrol Bureau Director David Pabst and his wife, Terry Pabst, who were allegedly killed by their son, James Pabst, on July 8. James was found south of Viroqua after the murders took place, and after a standoff with law enforcement, took his own life, according to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. David was with the State Patrol for 38 years, while Terry worked as a special education instructor. Services will be held this weekend for David and Terry in Middleton. Ahead of a heat wave, we'll have pleasant weather for the weekend. Highs through Monday will top out around 80 degrees, with a chance of rain overnight tonight into Saturday. You'll notice the humidity rise through the weekend, and then by Tuesday, highs will climb up to around 90 degrees. The heat index next week could approach 100 degrees, especially south of La Crosse. For now, we'll enjoy quiet weather through Monday here in the Cooley region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers begin a West Coast trip in L.A. against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester, the 24-year-old right-hander from Glendale Heights, Illinois, will start the first game of the second half of the Brewers season tonight and was asked how he can set the tone heading into the series.
What I hope to do and hope to show through what I'm doing is just 5-6-plus innings. It's my job to put up zeros and keep us in the game and just do the best that I can.
NFL, the Packers training camp begins next Wednesday with practices nearly every morning at 10:30 a.m. Quarterbacks and rookies reporting today, including first-round pick Matthew Golden, on what the Packers can expect from the rookie wide receiver in camp.
No, that's something they can expect out of me, is a hard worker. You know, I'm committed to the process, but you know, I'm a dog and I'm a competitor. Each day I'm trying to get better and just perfect my craft. I'm bringing that dog mentality.
That's the Packers' Matthew Golden with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Still a shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 80. Current temperature, 67 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining me this week is my dear friend and Green Bay Public School Board member Laura McCoy to talk about how public education is funded.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach coming to you live from the lot in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We got Calby on the board back at our homestead at Radio Park in Racine, our third and final day of the Matinair on Air and the Todd Alba Show road trip for summer 2025.
And I just want to say thank you to all the people who have stopped by so far.
Just met Steve.
Stopped by. Todd talked to a lovely gentleman before. And
Logan
just,
was here.
Logan. I mean, honestly, it's been this whole time meeting individuals telling us that they listen to us, that they love what we do, love what the local stations do, the mission of Civic Media, get in the, you know, we're in the Northwoods. Some would assume it's like, you know, red country, but that's what we're finding. That's not even, we need to step away from that narrative and talk about us as a people, but you do get the good work. You guys are doing good work. And that means the world to us.
It really does.
And so thank you for all of you who are listening, calling, texting, coming by and saying hello. It truly, I'm getting goose pimples talking about it, because without you, there's no us.
Like we say it every day. Mm-hmm. Without you, we got nothing.
Yep.
Judy from East Troy just texted in and said, guys, please check out the Northwoods Humane Society's thrift shop on O'Brien Hill Road. They open at 11 right after the show stops. I feel like we're up there with you. Well, thank you, Judy. We will absolutely try and stop by there in between shows. Todd will be broadcasting live here from the lot starting at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And if you can stop by, please do. We got coffee. We got some Kringle. Okay, maybe not the Kringle. The Kringle is getting a little old at this point. But he's got lemon loaf. We have fresh lemon loaf available as well. So we would love to see you. Also, Free Ticket Fridays is underway right now, before I forget. So we are playing for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. These are really nice seats. And this is for the Monday, July 28th game against Chicago. So text in the word via the Civic Media app. Park. P-A-R-K is the word. Send in the word Park via the Civic Media app, P-A-R-K. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're going to be in the running for those Brewers club-level tickets for Monday, July 28th. Text in the word park. Tom Hartman will have a new word for you between 11 and 2, and then Todd from 2 to 4, Maggie Dawn, 4 to 6 p.m. All right, we wanted to talk a little bit about this. This broke last night when we were at dinner.
Yeah, and it both broke the news and really, for me personally, broke my heart.
We have a clip, Calvin, I believe, from Stephen Colbert on CBS making this announcement last night. Let's play that clip, please.
Oh, hey, everybody. We got a great show for you tonight. Senator Adam Schiff was my guest. We harmonized on Seven Bridges Road. What a voice. I cried. But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. And I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And of course, I'm grateful to you, the audience, who have joined us. Every night, in here, out there, all around the world, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, I'm grateful to share the stage with this band, these artists over here every night. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other, every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it. And it's a job that I'm looking forward to doing with this usual gang of idiots for another 10 months. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're going to lock in.
Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Y'all ready?
Stephen Colbert from last night making the announcement that the show is being canceled, and he will be off the air within the next 10 months. CBS is owned by Paramount.
Yes, it is.
And CBS claims that the show's cancellation is purely a financial decision. A lot of critics pointed to recent comments made by Stephen Colbert. He gets very political, and he has always kind of, you know, his opening monologue. He takes shots. They're comics. That's what they do. But many critics have pointed to recent comments by Colbert as being the likely reason for this decision. He got under Donald Trump's skin. Right?
He has been one of the most vocal critics of Donald Trump for the past, I would say, since he rode down that escalator in 2015. And he's not the only one. There are a bevy of other... commentators, comedians, by the way, not news people.
Comedians. Yes. Important
doing their job. And by the way, I'm going to do my best to not get angry, and I will stay FCC compliant, I guarantee you. But this is coming from, and do not come at me with financial. It was a tentpole show on their network. It's The Late Show. He made money for them. They made money in streaming numbers. They made money on hits on YouTube. And what this is the exact opposite of what he and his ilk have been talking about for years, which is make comedy legal again. Take a joke. Don't be so sensitive. You snowflakes. All that garbage. That's what this is, because our president cannot take criticism from comedians. Like I said, not from Jake Tapper, not from Brian Williams, not from anyone on MSNBC or from any other network, even from the Fox News,
right,
by the way, who criticizes him, but from comedians. In order to make this deal happen with Paramount, they had to cancel him. That is what I'm led to believe, and that is what I believe.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why people are very concerned about this, because this is network capitulation. This is the network. Paramount wants to make a deal.
Mm-hmm.
They have a big merger that
yes.
they want to go through,
yes.
and this has to be approved by the FCC.
Yes.
Gee, whose umbrella does the FCC fall under now? That would be the Trump administration.
Correct.
So in order for this merger to go through that Paramount wants, they are doing what the president wants.
Yes.
Is this how we want life to be? going forward from now on, that anytime Donald Trump isn't amused by something or is irritated by something or has his fifis hurt over something, that it just gets canceled and we're going to program now for one person?
Well, honestly, Jane, this is not... CBS paid out $16 million to basically make a case go away over 60 minutes that was nothing
over
with
nothing.
Regard to an interview with Kamala Harris. Also, do you know who else Paramount owns? Comedy Central. And you know who else is on Comedy Central? The Daily Show. Are they next? What else is next? Because I don't know about you, but I thought that we did live in a free country. And now the president can tell and it's a private company, but they are on our public airwaves. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This isn't some new network. This is a pillar of television and media, and they've told them to stop. And this is because they want to get bigger, they want to make more money, they got to give their shareholders something. They're doing this. And so a question I have is, what's next? Who's next? And is this the country we want to live in? And by the way, to all you folks, I'm sure sitting back saying, ha, 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 that's right. Guess what? Your favorite news network may be next, because they're going to say something down the road that's going to anger the president of the United States of America, and he is going to point his finger at you and say, you're gone.
You got to go.
This is disgusting. This is hypocritical, and it makes me so mad, because this is a place where I live in this industry of comedy. Felipe Torres Medina was on our show last week. He is a former writer for this show, and I've been watching his social media, and he's heartbroken by it, and I am angry by it, and I'm heartbroken, because there are people out there who are using their voice to bring light and comedy to important matters, and that's the way a lot of people digest their news.
Yes.
So when we take away those matters, when we take away those abilities and those avenues, it makes it harder to criticize power, and that's what he wants.
And that's what we need. You have to have organizations and groups and institutions that will speak truth to power. Mm-hmm. That's what journalism is for.
Yep.
That's what journalism's mission is.
Yes.
To not let the powerful just be able to steamroll over everything and point out when they are misbehaving. And as for what you said about the economic reasons, CBS claiming that this is because of financial considerations, Mediaite has an article that says the flagship late night program was the most watched show in its time slot for years.
Yes.
For years.
It makes it lots of money. And Stephen Colbert is not, I mean, I don't know him personally, but I will guarantee that in order to keep his show on the air, to keep that voice out there, to keep those people employed, too, by the way.
200 people.
200 people are going to be out of a job in 10 months.
Yep.
He would have made concessions. When you need to cut money, you don't just cancel it. You say, all right,
can we cut back? Where can we slice?
Perfect example. Seth Meyers the Late Late Show. His Late Night Show. They cut the band to save money. There are cost-saving measures to get there, but you don't just cut it outright. This is not about finances. This is not about budgetary line items. This is about the fact that the president of the United States was tired of a guy making fun of him, telling the truth. And all I have to say, and I probably will say a lot more later, but whatever, CBS, you gave Stephen Colbert 10 more months. I would strap in, because he is not going to make it an easy 10 months for you or the president of the United States of America. So that's all I'll say to that.
PJ on the live stream says Trump is threatening Kimmel next.
Yep.
I don't please don't think this is going to stop here.
No.
Because it's not.
No.
And that's why we need to be aware of this and just know what's happening.
Yep.
Know what's coming down the pike. This is not.
This is nowhere near over.
No, it's not over, and it's not a good sign.
No, it's not.
Either. We are going to lighten things up now for the rest of the show. We are up here on the road, our second summer road trip.
That's right.
In a row. Matt and Air on Air, on the road with the Todd Alba Show, coming to you live from The Lot in downtown Hayward. If you're in the area, stop by and say hello, and then Todd's going to be back with his show from 2 to 4 this afternoon. We got a little audio sorbet coming up. Of course, we will wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Kiss Me, Baby, This Is the Last Time edition. Stay close. Whoa. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions. Like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive, so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
New sweet saw with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm headed for the woods each morning at the break of day.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Buck coming to you live from the lot in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. Our third and final day of our road trip across the state along with the Todd Alba Show. Thank you so very much for joining us. We got Sweet Cal B back at Radio Park in Racine running the board for us. And love to see your texts coming in. We did have a couple comments I wanted to share before we move things along. Greg, we had Sue from Franklin. We were talking about the end of the Colbert Show and CBS claiming this is for financial reasons, which is all a bunch of hooey.
It's a hooey.
It's hooey. It's officially hooey. Sue from Franklin said ABC settled too.
Yep.
When Trump got mad at George Stephanopoulos, yes, that's accurate. And Roger from Stevens Point also texting in, the money that Trump got from settling with CBS is nothing less than extortion.
Yeah.
Appreciate those comments, and I would say that I agree with you.
Well, and I was going to also say, too, it's like, it's you know, who's next? It's John Oliver. It's HBO, Warner Bros. Like, it's next.
They're not the end
of
these kinds of things happening, and that should concern all of us.
Yeah, agreed.
Seriously, all of us and our ability, like we love to say, we're free in America, we have free speech. Keep an eye on that. little bit. Yeah. We do have our statewide text to win free ticket Fridays contest is underway right now. So grab your phone and open up the Civic Media app and text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. Text in the word PARK. You have until 11 o'clock, and then you're going to be in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets. The tickets are for the Monday, July 28th game against Chicago. So you got till 11 o'clock via the Civic Media app. Text in the word PARK. P-A-R-K. Tom Hartman will have a different word for you from 11 to 2. Todd, then, when he takes the stage here in Hayward between 2 and 4. And Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. The word right now, though, is PARK. P-A-R-K. We're joined again by our colleague here at WBZH. Mark Lundeen is by my side. And not only are the Lumberjack World Championships going on here in Hayward this weekend, but a big powwow is getting underway as well today.
Yeah, Honor the Earth powwow. It's actually called Honor the Earth powwow and homecoming, because a lot of the natives that are from the Lakota Ray Reservation don't live on the reservation. They're out in different areas, mostly some in Chicago, some up in up by Red Lake, or sorry, not Red Lake, but Bad River. Because there's other tribes
sure.
in the area, and they're all very interrelated. And so it's a great time for the community to get together. And I've been a part of this community as a non-native for the past 7 years because of my work at the radio station
sure.
that they had there. So I've become very familiar with them. They've, you know, it took them a while to say, this guy's kind of weird, wearing tropical shirts all the time.
Whatever your thing is, okay.
Well, you know, it took him a few years. But, you know, I got to know the elders, and it was really fun to get to know them better. I learned about their ceremonies and some of their things that they do. And the powwow is a culmination of all of these things that they bring together. And it's just an amazing cultural experience. And I suggest to anyone to go to a powwow. They're very open to non-natives coming. Mm-hmm. Because they want you to learn
right.
about their community
right.
and their culture, because there's so many misunderstandings about it. So that's what I like about these larger powwows. It's just a great opportunity. Tonight, the grand entry starts at 7 o'clock, and the grand entries are just amazing.
It's with all of the fabulous
the
costumes and the dancers, yes.
And it's just a big to-do. They bring in their flags, and you know the veterans are recognized, and a lot of the different community leaders and elders are recognized, and it's just so cute to see what they do. And all of the regalia, we call them costumes, but they call it regalia.
Yes.
It's a very spiritual
yes.
dressing for them.
But I mean, powwow in and of itself is a very spiritual
yes.
thing and,
yep.
and a very sacred thing from what I understand.
Yes, yeah. All their regalia is handmade by that person. And it has a very deep spiritual meaning for them. So a lot of times people will say, well, you know, ask permission if you're going to take a picture of somebody in their regalia. They don't want you touching it because it's
sacred.
Yeah.
Sure.
So anyways, yeah. So the powwow really lasts 3 days. Actually started on Tuesday with a couple of ceremonies, a feast, and then they had some pageants last night. But again, the grand entry tonight, and then tomorrow is a big day. I'm going to be there tomorrow. I used to run the sound for the powwow. I was there for 5 years running the sound. And for whatever reason, I said, I can't do it next year. And then all of a sudden, I got this job at Civic Media. And it's like, now I know why I left that. But I miss seeing the people and being down there, so I'm going to be there on Saturday. They have two grand entries on Saturday, one at 12 noon and then the other one at 7 o'clock as well. So
wonderful.
Just
we're going to
awesome.
Include a link to all of the activities. We will include this in our show notes.
Yes.
If you're in
yeah.
the area and you would like to attend, and I would think, too, that so many of the ideas that we have about Native culture come from stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
From black and white movies and black
yep.
and white TV series, right?
Yeah.
And that's our base of knowledge, which isn't really a good starting base.
No.
So
yeah.
if you would actually like to learn and find out about this, like you said, they're very welcoming. I'm sure
yeah.
they would love to explain it
and have
people understand why this isn't such an important part of their culture.
Yeah.
You're also going to be looking at the website right now. It's also going to be, there's crafts, there's going to be wonderful food.
There's vendors.
Yeah. It's a total experience. So yeah, I will put that in the show notes for the this hour's episode, and you can check it out if you're in the area. Yeah.
Listen to Mark Lundin on WBZH, our civic media sister station here in Hayward, Wisconsin. We got news coming up next, and then a little audio sorbet. We'll wrap it all up with "This Shouldn't Be a Thing." Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Pick us up on the app all around the world, the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. An elections clerk is found to have broken the law in the presidential election, according to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson.
Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday, its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison city officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Voters who were impacted by the ballots not being counted were contacted after the election. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now from your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Did you know Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow were friends? Me either. Did you know they were no longer friends? I didn't either. Until now, thanks to People magazine, which published an excerpt from Gwynny P's new memoir called Gwyneth, The Biography. I wonder if the actual book is as much of a snooze as that title. Apparently, the breaking point in their friendship was when Madonna crashed the Oscar-winning actress's vacay unannounced with her children and at one point started yelling at them. Paltrow's husband at the time, Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, had had enough, and so had Paltrow, who admitted she can ice people out and harbor revenge, adding that her and Madge's friendship had become toxic, possibly similar to the toxicity found in her crotch-based aroma products from her company Goop. It's true. Paltrow says the two became friends when they both realized they liked to sound British sometimes. I might have made that part up, but it's true. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A great day to be outside today. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 76. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing, mainly after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Still a shower or storm hanging around Saturday morning, otherwise partly sunny, highs near 80. Right now, it's 69 degrees.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress,
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I came walking in here just a moment ago, and there was a young lady sitting here with a chicken.
It's fantastic.
On the table.
Kaylee High from Staley Boyd High School. What's the line of bird?
So this breed, is breed. Sue. She's a Dominique, and she's 6 years old.
Is Sue here? Does she lay eggs?
She did used to. She's too old.
So chickens go through menopause?
Yes.
Or...
Yeah,
really?
Much. Yeah, basically.
It's a postmenopausal chicken. My sisters can relate.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I review the record on the conspiracy theories in Pizzagate from QAnon and MAGA and reveal Donald Trump's deep hypocrisy in this moment about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Almost heaven, West Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Todd Allbaugh coming to you live from the lot here in Hayward, Wisconsin. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Thanks to Caliente for holding things down at Radio Park in Racine on the board. And our statewide text to win free ticket Friday contest is underway. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't yet, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word park, P-A-R-K. You can't play Greg Bach. Put the phone down. The word is park. You have until 11 o'clock to text that in via the Civic Media app, and you're in the running for a pack of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets to see the crew on Monday, July 28th, as they host Chicago. So text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, just like William in Oshkosh and Adam in Oregon and Roger in Stevens Point and so many more. There will be a new word for you between with Tom Hartman, 11 to 2, and then Todd, 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. This is our audio sorbet portion of the program where we just lighten things up and talk about things away from politics and away from the news so we can all take a little bit of a breath. And we thought we'd just do a little two-day, well, it's day three. I can't believe it's the end already.
I know, right?
It's gone really fast.
It really has. And honestly, like, this has been, this is your second trip. This is my first trip with the both of you. And I want to start off with a thank you for allowing me to be a part of this because, you know, this has been, it is work, but it's not in a sense.
It's not work.
You're getting on the road. You're seeing some of the most gorgeous land on earth. Kicking back, having a great time with two, not just colleagues and coworkers, but friends, singing songs loudly, having a great boat ride. I mean, it's just for me been not only an eye-opening experience in the industry of radio, because this is, you guys have been doing this for years, traveling, going to meeting people out there. This is my first time doing that. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I want to just thank the both of you for allowing me to be part of it. So thank you.
Well, you are that. You're half. You got. Yeah, you're a big part of the show, dude.
You're welcome, but thank you for coming. Thank you. I mean, it means a lot to me to do this with other people in the company, and when, like you guys were saying earlier, having people stop by, say hello, say hey, we listen to you, and then to go out of their way to drive to us to say that to our face.
Yeah. It means so much. Yeah. You just it's hard to overstate what that means to us when Logan came out and Steve came out and a couple other folks came by and said, you know, you guys are doing good work. And it really, really means so much to us. So thank you really for taking the time to stop by and carve some time out of your day. There are so many favorite things already that I'm thinking about. And I started taking notes last night before I fell asleep, but we got to see an atomic bomb being moved.
a diffused one.
Yes, it was not a live atomic bomb, but that happened when we were in Oshkosh at the EAA Museum, and I didn't even know that was a thing on my bucket list, and who knew? It was, and I got to see it.
I mean, everything we've done so far has just, I mean, the EAA Museum was, we were just in one small part of it, too.
It's so wonderful.
It was the emotion I felt standing in that giant room with all of these planes and a tiny Millennium Falcon. Go there to find out what it's about. But that alone, I mean, even if we would have come home right after that, I would have said, that was a fun, worth it trip. I had a really good time. And then we go, then we get on the road and we drive to Butternut and we meet Kelly, and we meet Meredith.
And Maxine.
Maxine. And we meet Darla, Big G. We meet Gray, and we meet the great people. And
Rachel.
Yes, Rachel at WCQM. I mean, that was wonderful. And then here, we're in this beautiful space. We're meeting great people. I don't know. I just, every day had its own best of. And I'm so happy we still have the whole day here yet, and we're going to have a fun night this evening. And I am also looking forward to sleeping in a little bit tomorrow.
We had to hit the road a little bit early the last couple of days just to get set up, but it's all been good. Like you said,
absolutely.
It's work, but is it really work? Not so much.
I mean, I think for me, just A, hanging out with you guys, B, I'm just reminded, I'm no Jay Matt Nairn going all over Europe, but I've traveled the U.S., you know, quite a bit. I'm never disappointed to come home to Wisconsin. Mm. And when you travel across the state, you realize the different geography and topography and just what a beautiful state that we have. And then probably the top thing for me is just listening to people. You know, especially we talk, it's a lot more fun for me just to listen and hear what people say back. I think that was it Kelly, the owner of the art studio?
Kelly.
I mean,
Fanatical Fish Gallery was fabulous.
When she came on with you guys yesterday, and you know, my friend Trygve Olsen, who was a big deal before he left the Republican Party and still does a lot of polling, you know, he has a huge Rolodex, but he says it so plainly. It really isn't about, I know this is a later segment, but it's not about the focus groups and the polling and all the political scientist data. Just go out and meet people. Because what she said yesterday, Kelly, when she said in Butternut, when somebody is sick, when somebody has passed away, when someone is in hard times, you don't, quote, you don't ask stupid questions like why or what happened, unquote.
Right.
She said you have a casserole in one hand and cash, a wad of cash in the other, and say, how can I help?
Right.
And that is it in a nutshell. That is what the best people in Wisconsin, and we found them all over the
absolutely
state. That's what it's all about.
And another thing that she said as well, and we found out when we had lunch with Darla and Big G, in these areas, they don't want to hear from too far left. They don't want to hear from too far right. They want to come together and have a conversation and talk about solutions to common problems that affect all of us, whether you live in Milwaukee, Madison, New York City, Butternut, or someplace in California I've never heard of that isn't Los Angeles. They're about coming together and making having conversations and coming up with solutions as a team, not as one versus the other. And that is something that we can get caught up in with a 24-hour news cycle of red team versus blue team, right versus left. And at the end of the day, a farmer down the road who I don't care who voted for needs help. I want our people in power to help that person. I want them to suffer. I want them to get the resources they need to succeed. And that is what they're interested here in these areas we've seen so far.
Yeah. I go back to now the late Bob Uecker, Lane Grindle, one of the guys who took over the broadcast
right
for the Brewers Network, which, of course, you can hear now live, or not live, but here in the Hayward. WBZH is our newest Brewers affiliate.
We got the games.
That's called a plug.
Exactly. But I know when Lane Grindle wrote a great piece after Uecker died, and he said one of the biggest things Uecker taught him was, he said they were doing a game early on, and Grindle was kind of looking at all the stat sheets, and Uecker just goes, hey, he goes, the game's out there.
Yeah.
Don't. It's the brat seller over there making faces. It's the guys goofing around. He goes, the game's out there. And I think that at least me, as a host, I think too often it's, oh, what's on my Twitter feed?
Yes.
What's the latest poll? No, it's out here.
Yep.
Just get out in Wisconsin and listen to people. That'll tell you everything you need to know about what we do every day.
Well, and as you said, too, We have heard the most interesting stories from the people that we have met. And I know that you've talked about this on your show. All of us have a story. Mm-hmm. All of us have an origin story. All of us have, and it's been just so fascinating. You know, where were you born? What brought you here? What do you do now? What challenges? When we talked to Lena, which is where we're staying, we stayed last night and we're staying tonight. Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Great place. In Butternut. And just the day she had yesterday, one of their tenants lost their dog and the dog ended up in the culvert. It was a whole, but we all have those stories. And those are the things, that's the connective tissue.
Yeah. Absolutely, and the ending of that story was, they came to help.
Yes,
they came to help. They had to call a guy who called another guy who came in and did the thing. And you know, when we look at these spaces, it's easy for people from the cities to say, "Why would you live here?
How can you live here?
It's so far away. There's X, Y, and Z. The reasons not to." But when you talk to them, they're like, "Why wouldn't I live? I've lived here my whole life. It's where my family and friends are. It's where I live. I love this space." And that is something I've talked about many times, and I'm not going to give you my origin story, but I'll give you my origin story for Civic Media. You know, I was asked to come on a show and talk once a week to be fun, and then it turned into a job, a full-time job, and then I am lucky to do this. And one of the most important aspects of this job for me is I have learned to have such a love and deep respect and pride for Wisconsin, being from here my entire life, and it's only deepened by coming to these areas and meeting the Wisconsinites who I would never have probably met had it not been for this job. And so it makes me even more proud to be from here and to speak vocally for who we are as a group and what we need from the rest of the country, because it's easy to look at us as flyover state.
Yeah.
Midwest, yokel, farmers, cheese, beer. I mean,
we are all those things.
Most of those things are true.
But so much more.
Exactly.
But so much more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's just a lot of fun. I mean, people also just like great dessert. Like you said, Alina's Northern Pine.
Oh, my God. The cheesecake.
The cheesecake. I mean, we have, I'll speak for all of us. No one has lost weight this week.
Tragically, so. No.
No.
Yes, that has not. No, that has not.
If anybody here in Hayward has some heartburn pills, I'd love them. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I was doing so well. And then I'm like, that Reuben looks really tasty. And, you know, then that's the thing, too, is that it's just really, it's been fun.
It has been. It's been a ball. And again, the opportunity to meet folks and talk to folks and have longer conversations with folks. And this is something that I used to joke about when we did the Waukesha Farmers Market, because of the nature of our business, we have to work within certain time restraints. Mm-hmm. And you can't always have these 20-minute conversations on the air. It simply doesn't work. So it's been really a nice opportunity to have 20, 30, 40-minute chats with folks where, you know, again, who are you? Tell me a little bit about you. Maxine, yesterday, the historian in Butternut, taught at my elementary school when I was going to school there.
That's amazing.
But she taught fourth grade, and I only went to Washington for kindergarten and first grade. But I'm almost we talked about it yesterday. I'm almost positive she was there when I was there.
Wow.
And that's a Wisconsin story right there. The way you just told it, like, I went there when she taught. We didn't have a class together, but, you know, I mean, those are the uniquely Wisconsin. And I guarantee you they're not unique to Wisconsin. They're unique everywhere in the world. But there's something about listening to people from Wisconsin tell their stories. And I am so grateful that I got to be a part of it. And I want to thank the two of you and everybody who
helped make
this
possible. Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of things.
It's a village.
It is a village. There's all kinds of things that go on behind the scenes. It's not just the three of us making this happen, not by a long shot. So we all echo what Greg said. Thank you to everybody at Civic who has made this happen. All right, we got one more segment to go here on Matt Near on Air. This shouldn't be a thing. Kiss me, baby. This is going to be the last time edition. Don't go away.
What?
This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
To the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads, country roads.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped 4 seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Todd Alva, coming to you live from the lot here in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin, where you can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Don't forget, you got about 7 minutes or so to text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K, for our free Ticket Friday contest. Text in the word PARK via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats for Monday, July 28th, as the crew hosts Chicago. Text in the word PARK, P-A-R-K. You'll have another chance during Tom Hartman, 11 to 2. The fabulous Todd Alba from 2 to 4.
I got a quill. I'm not sure about that, but thank you. I got a quick question. Now, here's what happened. The big text-to-win contest. Mm-hmm. You guys whipped my rear end, and then they retired your text-to-win jersey, Jane. They put it up on the rafters at Civic Media, and then they put me up against Tom Hartman, who comes on. He sings some AI songs and sells Bell's Crypto, and then we come on, and then and we beat. He came in like fifth. He came in fifth,
doing us proud.
And so now I'm wondering, are they going to put you back against me again? And are you guys going to once again take it to us?
So are you asking us if we're coming out of retirement?
That's what I'm asking. Are they going to unretire the jersey?
Well, unless they give us the number 45, that's a Bulls joke from way long ago. Sorry, folks. Deep sports reference. I don't know. We might. I mean, it might have to have the people.
Well, the people will decide. Yeah,
yeah.
Up
you're
to us.
People.
We are people. People.
I mean, and we so. Did handily beat you that
yes,
last time.
100%.
So if
sorry,
my,
I just wondered. All
right. I may just want to sit on that victory for the rest of my life.
I was going to say, you know? For the it's record, like, we didn't bring this up. Todd did.
Todd brought this up. It's pretty much his fault. Yes.
me and Colbert are retiring in 26.
All right, it's 10:54. It's getting late, Calvin. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, right across with the byline. The headline reads, Chipotle brings back viral avocado-inspired lip stain. Here's how to buy it. Chipotle has collaborated with cosmetics brand Wonderskin for the second year ever. There's a photo. There's a photo of this lip stain. It's green.
But it changes colors.
It's green.
At first.
But it tastes like avocado.
You apply it, and it's a lip stain, not a stick. It's a lip stain, and it dries green. But my understanding is that when you wet it, or you, I don't know what you do to it, and then it turns a deep red.
He knows more about this than I do. I find this very disturbing.
We were having Todd on for a fun thing. I didn't realize we were getting a rep from the company.
The metallic avocado-inspired lip stain goes on green.
Yep.
And then is meant to be wiped off to reveal a budge-proof, smudge-proof, eat-proof rose color underneath. The lip stain is available exclusively on the Wonderskin website. It started on sale last week, July 15th. Chipotle and Wonderskin first launched Lipotle.
Oh, I hate everything right now. There's nothing I don't hate more than this.
Simply reading the article.
Diesel fitter.
They launched Lipotle in July of 2024 for National Avocado Day. The lip stain was Wonderskin's fastest to ever sell out. The company got more than 10,000 emails and comments requesting that they restock it.
I think it's very, very interesting.
It's really ugly. It's like if we were all Elphaba from Wicked,
yes,
that is the lipstick we would wear.
Okay, there it is, folks. That's what I knew was going to happen right now. This whole charade, this whole trip was to make one Wicked joke. I swear to the Lord above. That's what you were because we listened to Wicked on our way up here, which was my first time listening to it.
It's a great soundtrack.
It is wonderful. Yeah. It is very, very good.
But your pick.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry about that one. Jesus Christ Superstar gets mighty dark towards the middle of it. But
we're in the lodge last night, and Greg's reflecting, and he said, "I'm kind of sorry about that because the second half really is dark." I'm like, "Well, that's kind of the story."
Yeah,
of Christ.
If you know this story, it's
I know, but still, like you're like, what's the best? Tell me, what's you're like, oh, and then you're like, "Oh no, there's a song with a whip in it. We should turn this off."
So tomorrow, when we head home, we are listening. This is my pick this time. It's Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Fantastic.
Yes.
With Donny Osmond?
I saw it with Donny Osmond live.
Gosh, I'm eternally jealous.
You should be. It was fantastic. All right.
Is Marie going to hawk this stuff from Chipotle?
No. Lipotle.
Lipotle.
Lipotle can
be
yours.
I hate that I didn't come up with that.
Buy it now before it runs out. It's available for $29. You're being robbed.
Wait, what?
$29. You can get it exclusively on the Wonderskin website. National Avocado Day, by the way, is Thursday, July 31st. So stock up now.
Smear some good avocado.
I love me too. Yeah, open it up and just eat it like.
And smear it on your mouth, and that'll save you $29. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much to everyone. Big G, Darla, Todd Michaels, Todd Alba, Greg Bach, and Calvin, and everybody behind the scenes. If we didn't thank you, I apologize. It's on me.
Yeah.
We couldn't have done this without you, and it has been fabulous. And thank you most of all, most definitely, for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. News is coming up next, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Some in Congress are criticizing the move by President Trump, telling Attorney General Pam Bondi to request the grand jury testimony in the Jeffrey Epstein federal investigations be released to the public. Congressman Ro Khanna.
The grand jury testimony is largely about Epstein and Maxwell, not about all the rich and powerful men who abused, assaulted, and abandoned young women. Those people are still being protected. And by the way, the courts usually don't release grand jury testimony.
Many of the president's base continue calling for all information related to Jeffrey Epstein to be made public. The House narrowly passing a bill pulling back $9 billion in federal funding for